FC Youth slipped to a damaging 2-1 defeat at home to Prescott Cables in a top-of-the-table clash from Lancaster Club in Failsworth. This was first versus fourth, but the away side have three games in hand, so effectively it was top versus second, and a must-win for both sides as they approach the end of the season. A very bad-tempered game saw Prescott reduced to 10 men after Yusuf Yusuf had equalised in the second half, but the away side managed a late winner and a huge 3 points. The game did start as a good-natured affair on a very windy day in Manchester, which was against FC in the first half, meaning they were up against it and it was Prescott who had the better of chances. Derek Hubbard cleared off the line and Ryan Barker made a series of saves in the Reds' goal before Liam Ellis should have put FC in front against the run of play. The striker found space at the far post but fired wide. Jack Burgess and Lewis Adams are both playing well at the back for the Reds and did their best to cope with the away side's threat and the half ended goalless. The change of ends meant that FC now had the wind on their backs, so it was a real shock when Paul Foy gave Prescott the lead in the 49th minute. Across from the left was met with a close header and 1-0 to the away side. The Reds equalised 6 minutes later, however. A free kick on the halfway line was hit long and into the box by Okao Kalika, and Yusuf headed home from close in. The Scouts v Manx games always have something extra, but when Conor McCarthy tried to headbutt Burgess soon after, he had to walk. Cue lots of pushing and shoving and a bad-tempered atmosphere all round. Late challenge after late challenge followed, but to be fair to the ref, he just about kept the tensions under control. FC could then have had a penalty after Danny Maynard appeared to be fouled in the box before Prescott got the winner on 78 minutes. Jamie Irvine was played into space and fired into the far corner. FC piled forward for the remainder of the game as the away side began to time waste. Yusuf headed over in stoppage time and the game did finish 2-1. This defeat means the Reds must win the last three games, two of which are against the two other sides in the title race, so defending their crown is still possible and we'll start with next week's away trip to today's victors Prescott. Spoke to assistant manager Swampy after the game. Okay, Swampy, unlucky 2-1. 2-1 defeat there. What do you make of that?
Overall, to be honest, I think there's only one team wanting to play football this afternoon. Downside is the weather's not helped, and I know ordinarily you shouldn't complain about conditions, but a really, really windy afternoon, not conducive for football, unfortunately, and that really showed. I thought that when you play against a team from Liverpool, you know what you're going to expect. They're going to come with determination. They're going to battle. They're going to work. They're going to be in your ear constantly. And you've got to play your own game. And unfortunately, I think parts of the game today, we fell into a trap and I let them dictate when we should have been dictating the game, really. And overall, it's a disappointing performance, really.
It was lovely and feisty, as I guess that's what you mean. If you get the Scouse Manx, yeah, if you call it a derby, it's lovely and feisty. It got a bit too much at times, didn't it? Definitely.
It is. You look forward to sort of like the Liverpool Manchester derbies. You know, be it at Premiership level, be it wherever, and you're always going to get hard tackling and a bit of feistiness, as you say. But I think it was done in the wrong manner today. Really, I think the store was set out in the first few minutes with a challenge from the skipper. And their team continued to play that throughout the afternoon. It was a game, I think, there could have been several sendings off. The referee chose not to. They got themselves in front. Then they got themselves a man sent off for violent conduct. And from that moment onwards, even though we got back into it, the game just didn't work for us, I don't think.
Should you have had a penalty, Maynard, like he went down in the box?
He did again, and on another day it might have got it, but again the referee didn't give it, so you can't, you don't want to rely on decisions in the penalty area to win a game. We were top of the division. Prescott, one of the teams that could catch us. We knew how they would come and set up today, and we set our stall accordingly, we believed, and it hasn't worked for us. That's the be end and end all of it, is that we weren't good enough on the day. We defeated ourselves today. The opposition didn't defeat us. We defeated ourselves, I believe, today.
Okay, and then finally, three games to go now. All three and you win the league, you still think?
Well, I mean, we don't know what the other results have gone today. It's a footy league. Sometimes things can go your way. It would be surprising, to be honest, at this stage, if we do now go on to win the league. We're teetering on the brink in regards to another 3 points deduction for accumulation 70 points. We're on 67 now. Again today, I believe even if we won today, that 3 points would have probably meant nothing, because we're going to have 3 points deducted just the way the season's unfolded for us, unfortunately. But I hope we can go out next week, make a decent account of ourselves against Prescott at their place, a tough ground to go to.